Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear, serving the outdoor public for 65 years. Everything you need for fishing, kayaking, hiking, hunting, camping, even grilling. Stop by. Tell them you heard about them on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Let's go right to the phones. And joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Walt Prue. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. You know, Walt, until this year, we had been seeing, to us that are so embedded in the outdoors and that believe in the culture of the outdoors and the value system, we'd seen a decline in overall outdoor participation. We'd gone from an agrarian society to an urban society, and there was more split families, and people weren't getting out, both because they didn't know how and we're teaching them, but they also didn't have access. Well, Parks and Wildlife is really dedicated to get people out fishing, hunting, camping, and shooting. And along with that, they put a lot of money into facilities. And you happen to just be at one of the probably best world-class facilities in the state. Tell us about it.
Hey, you're talking about the Cameo Shooting and Education Complex, and you're right. This whole place is dedicated to the proposition that we need to reverse that generational trend, and the education portion of the name is a true integral part of what we do here. It's not just a shooting range. The goal, the ambition here is to bring in underrepresented groups, that hadn't historically been introduced to hunting, fishing, recreational shooting, that sort of thing.
Now, where is it located?
We're about 15 minutes east on I-70 from Grand Junction, just east of Palisade.
It's a beautiful facility. Describe the facility and the amenities you have there.
Well, how much time have we got?
I know you and I have spent hours on the phone talking about it, so I know.
It's 1,800 plus or minus acres, squarely situated in very rugged terrain. But oddly enough, it's worked well for us to compartmentalize this into sort of a shooter's Disney World, if you will. We've got phase 1A is a 25 bay action shooting pavilion with public access for rifle and pistol pursuits, long range rifle pursuits, archery bays, and then 13 dedicated event and training bays for hosting competitions and civilian training, military training, law enforcement training. We've got a very large area that we call the bench or the terrain park that has been developed into a long-range precision rifle course with targets all the way out to 2,000 yards, and a precision rifle series course, which is similar but different. We're developing a mountain bike biathlon sport here, and we've already built the shooting stadium for that. We just opened up two sporting clays courses and are about to open the five-stand portion of that in about a month or so. And everything intermingled between those discipline-wise. Dozens and dozens of opportunities, and lest I forget, we've currently got three really, really good 3D archery loops, and we'll be opening up at least two and perhaps even three more to all be open at the same time.
Now, before I want to move on to more of the shooting, and by the way, you mentioned biathlon. We've had Colorado represent the United States in the Olympic biathlon several times. There's a couple of young ladies from Colorado that have just dominated that sport in the U.S. They've been tremendous. But I want to talk about the archery. We're coming up on archery season very quickly, and everybody goes and stands in a static archery range, and they practice. They stand at 40 yards, whatever they think their range is, 30 yards, 20 yards, 40 yards. Well, a couple things happen. First of all, the shot is never at 30 yards. It's at 32 or 27. So one of the things we recommend is moving back and forth a little bit. Know your bow and your capabilities. But you never get to make that straight-on shot when you're in the field. That's where the 3D ranges, because the animal will always be turned a little different. Your footing will be a little different. I'm just a huge believer in those 3D archery ranges.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And to be able to be on some varying terrain and have one foot higher than the other, or in such a position where you have to make a little bit of a lean to get the shot, you've got a spot where perhaps you've got a rock behind the target, you can change your position slightly to keep from sacrificing an arrow when you take the shot. It really, just as you say, gives you real-world field opportunities for engaging animals in the field with a bow.
Let's talk a little bit about the rifle. You know, rifle hunting seasons aren't that far away. If I want to come in and sight in my rifle, what am I going to find and what's it going to cost me?
Day pass for an adult is $12. That gets you all day access to the rifle, pistol, and archery ranges. It's $3 for a youth, 17 and under. And we have what's called a buddy pass. So if a person brings a friend, they get a $2 discount for each entry. So for $20, two adults can come in and shoot all day long at our 100-yard bays or our 200-yard bay, which have fixed target backers like you would see at a typical organized public rifle range. We provide targets. We provide staplers. The backers are always set up and cleaned off every night, so you can go down, staple up your targets. And in each of our rifle bays, we have at least one target backer at 50% of that distance. So, for example, if you want to sight in your rifle at 100 yards, but you want to start at 50 to get on paper, then you'd just go to the bench that corresponds with the 50-yard target and then move out to the 100. Or conversely, if you want to sight in at 200, but you want to check your 100-yard position, we have a 100-yard target on the 200-yard bay as well. And let me add, on the mountainside behind our back berm, the mountain is actually our back berm, we have steel targets up on the hillside that you can engage from different positions near the shooting benches, as long as you don't go past the safety line, and take quasi-real-world shots at 12-inch by 12-inch targets all the way out to 600 yards up on the hillside.
Yeah, that's amazing. When you also talked about your precision rifle, that's becoming quite out to 2,000 yards. I have some good friends over here at one of our sponsors, Trigger Time. They'd get into that. And that precision shooting out to 2,000 yards, that's incredible. How do I know if I hit that thing 2,000 yards away?
That's a great question. If the wind is calm, you can actually hear the report back from the 2,000 yards. It's all steel targets. You can hear the report back when you hit it. It takes about 8 seconds for the sound to come back to you. But very seldom do we have windless conditions here. So we've actually employed target hit reactor or reactive hit indicators that are a red flashing strobe light that peaks around the edge of the target. And you can see with the naked eye when you get a hit at 2,000 yards, it flashes at you.
Yeah. Now, one thing we haven't talked about is the pistols pistols and the sporting clays. The sporting clays are new. Before I ask you about your sporting clays, with the pistol range, a lot of people are buying handguns now, both for self-defense and for recreational shooting. Do you have any groups or anybody out there that offer classes?
Yeah, there are a number of what we call user groups that have their little stands with the business cards in here and flyers, and they're acknowledged on the informational website, introduction to shooting classes and CCW classes, all different levels of training from beginner to intermediate to expert. I think we've got a dozen user groups that do that sort of thing. Yeah, there's plenty of opportunity for that. And you're right. We are seeing a tremendous influx of people that are new to shooting, and particularly handguns, just in the last few months.
Now, we're going to run out of time here real quick, but I want to tell me about the recent addition, the sporting clays.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of that. We just opened two sporting clays courses. One is a short course. It's 8 positions, each of which has 3 throwers for it. Then we have a longer course that's 15 positions, and it's about 3/4 of a mile long, and it has 15 positions, each of which have 2 throwers. A person can spend all day shooting both of those courses, and they were set up. The target setting was done by Neil Chadwick, who is internationally famous as the target setter for like 23 national sporting clays championships. when he came here and started doing our setup, he was just absolutely blown away at the opportunities that he had given our geography here. So they're absolutely stunning scenery and world-class presentations.
Now, we are out of time, but if I want to come out there, do I need a reservation or can I just show up?
You just show up, walk through the door, and we'll get you fixed up. It's exit 45, and the website for information is cameosec.org.
Give that website again, please.
Cameo, C-A-M-E-O, S-E-C, which stands for Shooting and Education Complex, .org, cameosec.org.
Sounds like it's just a tremendous facility. I have to get out there and check it out and shoot myself. Walt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Terry.
You bet. That's Walt Prue. What a tremendous facility to have right here in Colorado. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. You know, when you need something outdoors, Jack's is there for you.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.